Your million-dollar nest egg. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The president has signed an executive order to give workers a break by deferring payroll taxes on salaries below $100,000 a year. Normally, employers would withhold about 6 cents of every dollar for the Social Security Trust Fund, so this lets employees just keep that money. There's no need to ask Congress for more, and the Social Security checks still go out. But of course, there's a catch, and the catch is that the formula for keeping Social Security solvent has been precisely engineered over the years. That's why the retirement age has been inching up and why the payroll tax has been applying to higher and higher incomes. Well, now the president is altering that formula. And if this ends up going on for as long as he hopes, eventually Social Security payments would have to be cut. My guess is Congress would fix this by just cutting payments to the richer baby boomers, which is not the end of the world. But it would be the end of Social Security as a retirement program. It would become just another welfare program, something that Republicans, once upon a time, were against. And if for some reason Social Security did wither away entirely? Well, the Urban Institute projects that without Social Security, millennials would need a nest egg of about $1 million by retirement. So, when you see that 6% increase in your paycheck, you might want to save it. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.